Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
By the way, some breaking news just popping in here. Fox reporting that Jussie Smollett's conviction was overturned. Remember Jussie Smollett, the actor, the guy who did the hoax, claimed a couple of guys wearing MAGA hats jumped him outside his downtown apartment building in the middle of the snow and the cold, and then they made racist, homophobic comments and did all that stuff. Because remember, you know, you have to believe everybody that makes a claim, especially about a MAGA supporter, so to speak. So he was accused of staging a hoax, and then Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox dropped the charges against Jussie in exchange for a fine in community service. But then a special prosecutor took Smollett to task, and he was put on trial, found guilty of 5 counts of disorderly. He was sentenced to 150 days in jail, 6 of which he served before he was freed. And so he was ordered to pay $130,000 in restitution, too. Smollett's attorney said Smollett was the victim of double jeopardy, and it does appear that the Illinois Supreme Court agreed with that, along with other things. And so they reversed that conviction. So that is the latest there. Jussie, yeah, that's done. I don't know if he gets his $130,000 back or not. All right. I don't know where you're going to put your $130,000 if you had some. Maybe a few ounces of gold, maybe a bunch of ounces of silver. I don't know. Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyer is certainly there to help you do that. I was checking the price of gold. I don't usually check it because I just continue to know that long-term fiat currencies, countries like the United States, Western democracies, there is going to be some strain in the books because lots of takers and not many makers. Lots of people riding in the wagon these days and not many people towing the wagon. All right. That's just the reality where we find ourselves. So long term, it's a just in case kind of thing. Well, gold bounced off its recent pullback to about $2,540. And this morning, it's close to $2,700. So it's not near its peak, but it's still a nice buying opportunity if you were looking for a bit of a pullback. Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers advises that you have gold and silver in your possession. They're not one of the people talking about putting it into a gold-backed IRA because, well, feds are going to be looking for more tax money. And, boy, ultimately they think that, they've talked about it openly. You know, grabbing stuff out of retirement accounts. You have gold in your retirement account. Could they do it someday? Could some Democrat be president again and say, sure, we're going to take the gold and we'll put a nice little IOU bond in there. It's government. It's government debt. Sure, it's worth something. Yeah, I wouldn't fall for that either. Jay Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. FortuneReserve.com.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy duty hangers, zinc plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great, talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
If you're a parent, think about this. If someone used AI to create a deepfake, realistic, photo-quality image of your daughter engaged in a sexually explicit act, what would you do? What should the law do? I'm Kim Commando for Oracle. Cut your current cloud bill in half. Move to Oracle Cloud Infrastructure and see if your company qualifies at oracle.com/Kim. This is not just an empty academic question. This is reality. In Pennsylvania, a male student at the Lancaster Country Day School did just this. Not just one female student. He created images of 50 girls. The school principal knew in November of last year. He did nothing until parents forced his resignation. The student was arrested, but no one is quite sure what the charges will be. laws are written to prosecute and jail perverts who circulate real photos of kids engaged in sexual acts. But does this cover deep fakes? A new Congress convenes on January 3rd, and I can't think of a better problem to tackle. Sign up for my free newsletter at GetKim.com. Even if you think it's a bit overhyped, AI is suddenly everywhere, from self-driving cars to molecular medicine to business efficiency. If it's not in your industry yet, it's coming fast. But AI needs a lot of speed and computing power. So how do you compete without costs just spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. It's a blazing fast and secure platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, plus all your AI and machine learning workloads. OCI costs 50% less for computing and 80% less for networking. Thousands of businesses have already upgraded. Oracle is offering to cut your current cloud bill in half if you move to OCI. Offer ends December 31st, 2024. See if your company qualifies for this special offer at oracle.com/Kim. That's oracle.com/Kim, oracle.com/Kim.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, Dr. Jane Orient, MD, joins me. She's the Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org. I've been a kind of an affiliate member for a while on the, on the fringes. Because, you know, regular people can actually see what you doctors, what you physicians and surgeons write over on that website. Isn't that right, Doctor? Welcome back to the show.
I think that is, and I think it's good to be outside the mainstream when the mainstream is about to go over the waterfall.
Yeah, there's a couple of articles in posts that you have shared that kind of demonstrate a bit of this. Now, I know that we have an incoming Trump administration, and there's this big battle going on to get people appointed to certain positions. Have you paid attention to that that person in charge of the Medicare, of the medical and Medicare thing? Have you looked into that? Person yet? Just curious. I don't have his name in front of me. Sorry.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I don't know who it is at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Because everything's all it's all kind of in theory, you know, where things are going
exactly.
At this point. About the one that everybody knows about would be the nomination of RFK Jr. Boy, that is that a shot across the bow of the big pharmaceutical complex or not?
Huh? Oh, I think it is, and across the bow of the AMA as well.
Oh, the AMA. Okay.
And yes, because he's come out against doing away with their monopoly on these CPT codes. Those are the procedural codes that have to go on every Medicare form and now on every insurance form.
Oh, is that what happens when I would go and have a medical procedure done? I'd go to the hospital or the clinic or something like that. And
yeah,
you would have
the
person there be.
There's no code. They can't get paid. And it's the AMA's cash cow. They make millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue from it every year.
Oh, and so I remember a nurse one time saying, okay, I got to find the right code, you know, in order to put it into the treatment regimen that I was being
exactly.
given. And so that is done. That's something which is put out by the American Medical Association. They have a copyright on that somehow. Is that it?
They do. They have a copyright notice on every page.
What a racket.
It is.
The medical system, the medical industry as a whole can't even own its own coding system that just say we can all use this because we just need to I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it ought to be, right? You have a regulation you have to abide by, then it should be free.
Hmm. It's kind of like the state of Oregon saying, hey, we own our laws. If you want a copy of it, you have to pay us for it. I've actually seen things like that. I don't know if I have it exactly explained correctly, but there's something similar to that in the law world. Now, Dr. Orient, I wanted to bring up something that the state of Oregon is very big on. In the state of Oregon, we love bringing as much disorder into young people's lives as possible, as much confusion as possible, and everything about us. In fact, resisting Trump. We're resisting Trump because we're going to order we're going to have boatloads, truckloads. It could be railroad car loads of abortion pills coming into Oregon, and that's how they plan on resisting
the Trump administration, which tells you the kind of thinking which comes here. But they're also very big on gender-affirming care.
Because, oh, yes, that was what that quorum denial exercise was about.
Yes, it was. And some of the best senators, of course, have been bounced out because of that. But
yes.
That being said, apparently Oregon thinks that there have been lots of mistakes made in children as they've been born. Now, these mistakes, we never knew about them before, but they are very popular right now, you know, to have this, the transgender movement here. There is an interesting side effect of the drugs used to accomplish this or to make this simulacrum. And you posted about this. What's going on with transgender puberty blockers? What's happening with this? What are they now finding out with more experience?
Well, we're finding out that puberty blockers have not just the effect of keeping you from getting facial hair or for your voice from getting deep, but they have an effect on your whole body, particularly the brain, which makes a lot of sense, right? Because puberty starts in the brain. And there are a lot of changes that occur as you grow up. In the children's brains, there are a lot of connections that get pruned away. And there are new connections that develop. You know, children think differently than adults do.
That makes
sense.
So
some people are finally looking into, well, what does this do to your IQ? I mean, the things that go on in your brain, they have to do with your emotional responses, your executive function, your ability to control impulses, to make good decisions. What happens if you interrupt that process?
Well, I'm glad someone asked that question. So what is the evidence saying then about what happens to children who take these gender-affirming puberty blockers as far as their smartness?
Okay. And I sent you at least the chart from one patient who had her IQ and various components of intellectual functioning measured over several years after she had the puberty blockers, or he had, I'm not sure who it was.
Yeah.
And there's and the few people that they have tested, there's an average IQ drop of 7 points, which they say, oh, well, that doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Although in one person there was an IQ drop of 15 points, which makes a big difference from being at the top of the class to barely making it. What does it affect on your vocational possibilities as you go through life? We don't know. And nevertheless, we are giving these things off-label to children.
A 7 to 15-point drop in IQ is an astounding drop. And now, is this for everyone or just everyone in these particular case studies? Just curious.
Well, these were case studies, and they're very limited because we're just not looking at that. But of the people that have been looked at, the effect on IQ is very disturbing.
So the state of Oregon then going all in on puberty blockers for gender-affirming care, they are in danger of just creating more, for lack of a better term, stupid people.
Well, exactly that. I mean, never mind what it does to the rest of your body, never mind that a young man or a trans woman is going to have the bones of a little old lady prone to fractures from osteoporosis. Never mind what effects it has on the other aspects of your development. But at least let's look at the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, never mind the infertility or the inability to enjoy sex or the effects of castrating a person, doing that to a child. Never mind that, but let's look at the brain also.
I wonder what the theory is on this, doctor. The actual physical or biological process here. And you know, I'm not a scientist like yourself. I didn't have your kind of training, but I'm thinking, all right, are these studies throwing up a warning then that okay? If you're born a female, your body and your brain is born a female, and it is anticipating then making the connections based on being female. And when those hormones are flipped around to male hormones, it's kind of like scrambling the brain, so to speak, or that process of getting the old connections gone and the adult connections in. And I would dare say if you were born a male, and then you're given female hormones to do the opposite. And then the biology can't be denied. I guess is what we're saying.
It cannot. And female and male brains do develop to some extent differently. I mean, there's a lot of overlap, but there are things that men are better at and things that women are better at. And we don't exactly know what happens, so it seems like a good idea not to try to mess with it.
All right. Do you think there's going to be a call for a greater look at this? Because you would think that parents should know this before they say, all right, hey, we're going to let little you know, Timmy or Tammy, you know, do this simulacrum, flip genders. You can't really flip it, but, you know, do the fake job that has been talked about, that your child could be coming out of the surgery and eventually with the blockers less intelligent. I mean, that's serious stuff.
It really is, and it hasn't been talked about before, and this is extremely important, and parents need to know this.
All right. Do you think that law should be brought into place and procedures on such matters?
I think this should be banned. I mean, I think it is immoral, it's unethical, and it should be illegal to castrate a child, whether chemically or physically. I mean, he's not in a position to give informed consent. And they're really, why are we even having this discussion? When the Nazis tried to do it, we recognized that it was a very evil thing to do.
Yeah, we called it a war crime, you know, back in those days. You know, crimes against humanity, from what I recall.
Right.
Dr. Jane Orient, MD, once again, Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I'm going to post the study, the case studies that you sent out there. Like I said, it's really interesting reading, and it is something which should be of concern as we're going to be going into another legislative session, and I have no doubt that gender-affirming care or something for the trans lobby will be coming in there. It always is, Doctor.
It's a big thing. I mean, President Trump wants to ban this sort of thing. The AMA and all the medical organizations, or almost all of them, are all in favor of so-called gender-affirming care. It's going to be a big fight.
Why is the AMA, which would have access to the studies like what you have brought forth, that many of these transgendered people end up becoming less intelligent because of the brain development blockings of puberty blockers in some cases? You would think that AMA would be looking out for the health of the patient.
Well, the AMA, even when I introduced a resolution that we shouldn't allow men to compete against women in women's sports, I mean, the younger generation there is totally been indoctrinated into wokeness.
Wow. That's why we have the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. You're the counterweight to them, okay?
We do the best we can.
Yeah. There was something else that you brought up the other day. This was a couple weeks ago. You popped an email, and I didn't get a chance to talk with you then because it was all in the election crazy. You know how.
Oh, sure.
How that ends up going. And it ended up having to do with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And you were talking in this post about who really won in all of this, because everywhere I'm looking, you know, even in my own employer-provided health care, the costs have continued to soar. The quality of the care is not necessarily soaring. The primary care physician that I visit, I've nicknamed my imaginary friend. You know, you see the person maybe once every year or something like that, you know, that kind of thing. And it's a very, very different medical system. Who actually won in all of this? Because we're told, hey, you can't get rid of Obamacare because, oh, you know, don't take my health care away. You know, that kind of thing is what we're hearing.
United Healthcare and the other big managed care giants, they want. I mean, they profit from administering the thing. They profit really from denying medical care. They profit from making doctors jump through all kinds of hoops to write a prescription or to advise a surgical procedure. I mean, why should they be making money off of medical care? Very little that goes into the system is actually going to things that help the patients.
What about the actual price of procedures? I'm told that we're supposed to have this all exposed, but it still seems to be very difficult to find out what it costs to actually have something done.
Yeah, it really is difficult, but there are places that will tell you the cost. For example, the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. Go to surgerycenterok.com, and you can click on a part of the body, and it will list the procedures that are done there and tell you exactly how much it costs. That includes That includes everything, mm-hmm. anesthesia, the procedure cost, the surgeon's fee, everything. You know up front what it's going to cost, and it may be one-tenth of what Medicaid pays in some circumstances.
No kidding. You know, I was just going to give you a personal experience I've had recently. A few months ago, my primary care provider, you know, the imaginary friend I was telling you about, their system said that, you know, Bill, you need a colonoscopy. You had one a couple of years ago. It's time to have this done. And it's like, okay. So what happens? How much will this actually cost? I'm asking the question, because the last time that I was having one, they said that this would not be a diagnostic thing, because all we're doing is taking a look. You've never had a colonoscopy. And so it ended up costing me $1,800, you know, out of pocket at that point, because they found a couple little mini nodule things or whatever it is, and they snipped them and said, oh, it got magically turned into a diagnostic tool then. And so instead of just a screen, it became a diagnosis. Is this kind of that whole scam of the what the AMA has out, the coding, so that there are different costs for different things? I mean, it was the same procedure. But because
and they have a whole army of clerks trying to figure out what code to use so that they can make the most money from it.
Oh, so is that what happened? Okay. Because this year, when they have the automated voice saying it's time for your colonoscopy again, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, is it a diagnosis one, or is it $1,800 out of pocket once again? What does something really cost? You know, I can understand why people get so confused about this. I don't have much done, but every time I interface with the medical system, the ACA, the Obamacare system, it's like an exercise in frustration, doctor.
Well, every other industry can tell you how much their product costs ahead of time.
Right.
Why can't medicine do that? I mean, it can be done. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma has shown that it can be done. And they're doing very well. Thank you very much.
I wonder if I'd be better off just getting a colonoscopy outpatient someplace rather than running it through insurance. What do you think?
You might be surprised. It might be very, very good, at least and for imagings. Like for CT scans or MRIs, if you go to one of the independent places instead of to the hospital, the price is quite affordable and very much lower than you could pay at a hospital, and or that your insurance could pay in, and then you'll have co-payments and so on.
Yeah. What do you think are the odds that we'll actually see some hardcore, true medical and Medicare and insurance reform over the next 4 years? What does your gut tell you when you see the chess piece is moving out there in anticipation?
Well, I can just say we were very disappointed in what didn't happen in 2016. Mm-hmm. So we're very skeptical and very vigilant, and we will do the best we can to get the changes to happen. But it's not going to be just an automatic thing.
What kind of hurdles are there for someone truly trying to restore some medical freedom here?
Well, who owns the congressman? You know, the insurance companies, big pharma. The AMA has probably a lobbyist for every senator, maybe for every representative also.
No kidding.
All these people have billions of dollars at stake.
And with billions of dollars at stake comes millions of dollars of political influence purchased through Congress, which buys a lot of protection, in other words.
That's exactly right.
How would you attack that? How would you do it?
Sometimes we get very discouraged, but one thing is, okay, we did not get Obamacare repealed, even though it's driving everybody's insurance up and having the effects you mentioned. But what we need is a system outside the insurance system where people can see that they can have freedom, that they can talk to their doctor face to face, that the costs are not outrageous. We need to allow the system to grow beside it. And one thing Trump did was he did ease a lot of the regulations, for example, on short-term health plans, so that you could buy affordable insurance and not be stuck only with Obamacare. But Biden has reduced that to maybe only a few months that you can have that.
Do you believe, then, that this is something, once again, the continuing development of a parallel system? Is that what I'm hearing from you? The parallel
right,
system?
And I think that through regulation, that might be more under the control of the executive branch, that this can begin to happen. And once you get a groundswell of support for it, once people say, why should I buy this expensive Obamacare plan and give all my money to United Health, then things may begin to change.
Dr. Jane Orient, MD, Executive Director, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. You can find out more. Just go to their website, aapsonline.org. And thank you so much, Doctor. Always a great talk. Appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's 833 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
Joel here for Butler Ford and Truck Center, and I've got two Joel specials and a 179 tax deduction update for you business owners. My first Joel special is a $344 a month payment on a new Ford F-150. Lease a new Ford F-150 for only $344 a month. My second Joel special is, well, for you Jeep drivers. Trade in that Jeep for a Ford Bronco Sport and you'll pay only $280 a month. Not a Jeep owner? Your payment only goes up a little bit more than the $280 a month. Now, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of that 179 tax deduction for your and purchases, Butler Ford is your 179 headquarters. I've got 54 Super Duty trucks in stock that all qualify for the 179 deduction. Whether you want to lease or buy, come see me. I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know you've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and your 179 savings.
36-month leases from $6,250 to a signing on stock number 598.35, selling price of $54,210, and $3,500 to a signing on stock number 598.50, selling price of $31,777. After all rebates and discounts on approved credit to Ford Motor Financing, excludes tax, license, title, $250 dealer.vc, dealer details.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
You can go ahead and take everything you've ever been taught or believed in.
The myth of the Aeon Sophia, who is our mother.
And toss it out the window.
Says that when she came out of the Galactic Center, accidentally produced a bizarre alien species.
The truth is finally here.
Our very Earth mother, who produced us, also produced the Archons by an accident.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights on KMED and KMED.com. You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now, Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
And, you know, it's dangerous when I open phones up on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. But, you know, I have not so crazy Gene. You know, he wakes up and takes a slug. What are you drinking this morning, Gene?
Oh, I'm drinking bottled coffee, and I tell you what, it's tasty, and I'll drink it all down, and I'm going to smoke the whole time I'm doing it.
Oh, you smoke it? Oh, so smoking and cigarettes, coffee and cigarettes.
I want to increase my IQ. That's a 20-point increase if you smoke, so it's a little better than the other way.
Good for you. Besides the cigarette taxes, you're helping pay for the children, okay?
Oh, I don't pay cigarette taxes.
Oh, you know?
Extra cigarette taxes. Beans, I'm on a total disability. And on Social Security, you do not have to pay that tax.
What? I go down to Bi-Mart and I want to buy a cigar, and if I'm on Social Security, I don't pay the state cigarette tax? I don't buy that.
No,
I don't believe that.
You don't buy it in Oregon. This place is a rip-off state anyway. No, you mail order it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I get it. All right. So now you're denying the children the tax money that they're due, Gene.
I'll feel bad about that later, but right now I'm worried about myself.
Okay, all right, good for you, selfish person. I'm just teasing you.
It's very interesting information you've been putting out there about the fact that they stop some of the stuff coming from the pharmaceutical companies destroy your IQ.
Yeah, that is interesting that Oregon is all in on gender-affirming care, so giving the kids puberty blockers and then turning them trans, and then they lose between 7 to 15 IQ points. So I guess we're making even more stupid people in the state of Oregon. And I wonder if a lot of those progressives that are pushing this, if they, you know, they always talk about being proud of smarts and intelligence and where this is going. Do they realize that that giving the trans drugs to the kids could be hurting them? What do you think?
Well, I'd imagine they know all about it. But the stupider the people are, the easier you can control them.
All right. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your coffee and cigarettes. Gene's bootleg cigarettes. Scofflaw. What's an old-fashioned word, old-timey word? Not so crazy, Gene. He's a hooligan. Let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Bill, Brad here. Happy Conspiracy Thursday to you.
Indeed it is, Brad. What's on your mind?
Just because something is easy to understand and out in the middle of the public space doesn't mean it's not a conspiracy.
Darn straight.
So President Trump has sent shockwaves across the nation by doing what, in addition to everything else? Picking a former head of the Small Business Administration to possibly systematically demolish one of the most useless federal agencies they're in, the Department of Education. So why does this matter? It matters because all of these different agencies are recruiters for people that pay dues to associations that fund left-wing progressive enterprises. For instance, in the state of Oregon, there's three lobbying groups that that control the legislature, and the biggest one, the 500-pound gorilla, is the OEA, Oregon Education Association.
Yeah, and SEIU is probably in second place, right?
Right. You got OEA, you got SEIU, and then you got AFSCME. Mm-hmm. So that's the 500-pound, the 300-pound, and probably the 150-pound gorilla.
And by the way, SEIU, I understand, is just rejoining with the AFL-CIO now, so they're gonna join forces.
Well, they're gonna optimize more and centralize their control because of the Janus decision. They've actually been losing membership among their members, so they're trying to kind of leverage up a little bit. But you will remember that before 1979, there was no national education enterprise. It was created by Jimmy Carter. He created the.
Oh, yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving, for sure. One of the best things. Now, I know that some people are looking at Linda McMahon and seeing the world wrestling kind of connection there, going, well, what kind of what sort of qualifications? Well, the thing is, she ran a big bureaucracy. OK, she understands the big business thing. She also understands that the entire Department of Education is, in essence, a racket. OK,
it is.
And
it absolutely is.
And all it is a grant stream funding of left wing political bias. And so the sooner that goes away, and I know there's going to be a wailing and a rending of garments, a gnashing of teeth. Your typical school district, even here in Southern Oregon, probably has 5 to 10% grant stream funding coming out of these places. Maybe we actually get back to educating children again. We can dream, can't we?
Representative Kim Wallen once told me that she had information that showed that the OEA has 40,000 members, give or take, in the state of Oregon, bringing over $7 million a month through the front door of the OEA. And that's why this is so important. This is the bank account that these progressives run on. And you take away their bank account, it's going to make a whole lot of leftists and progressives really unhappy.
It's always about the money. Thank you for the call, Brad, 841. If you're on hold, I'll get right to you. We'll get you on before the end of Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Fill them up, 770-5633.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Bill Meyer, KMED News. Here's what's going on. Medford School Board meeting tonight talking about recent cell phone policy for students, but the main event could be a couple of new complaints filed against an unnamed school board member. Rogue Valley Times reporting the subject of the complaint not named. It's presumed to be board member Michael Williams, who got sideways at the district earlier this year after raising concerns about Medford Police School Resource Officer Josh Doney's reassignment. Heavy rain in the valley, snow in the passes having big effects in our area. Southbound Interstate 5 closure from Ashland finally ended last night. Today, heavy rain is still in the forecast. High wind warnings for Jackson County in effect late tonight into tomorrow. Heavy rain slated for Josephine County. Power remains on for most people, with the exception of more than 100 customers in the dark southeast of Ashland in the heavily snowed-in Highway 66 area. And Jackson County Sheriff's asking drivers to stop trusting GPS for detours around the I-5 closures. On Wednesday, deputies rescued several motorists stuck in heavy snow on Dead Indian Memorial Road and Colstein Road. Many mountain roads are unplowed and meant for local traffic only. Bill Meyer, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
One of each, K4 VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 573621, MSRP 43205, 5982, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 12/1/24.
Get the gift you really want during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $229 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4. $169 a month or Telluride $229 a month during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Short and chilly days are an opportune time to work on the interior of your home. Drake's Paint and Supply, your locally owned Benjamin Moore dealer, invites you in for advice on interior painting to transform your rooms that need new paint. Choose from hundreds of paint colors and try a few samples to find the perfect color. Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore retailer. In the Parkway Village in Grants Pass, on North Pacific Highway in Medford, and now in South Medford on Riverside and Central near where the two combine.
The new line of Horizon trailers have arrived at Two Dogs Fabricating, and they're celebrating by giving away a turkey fryer with any trailer purchase before Thanksgiving. Horizon heavy-duty equipment trailers are available in 10, 12, 14, and 20-foot lengths, and available in all black or two-tone black, gray, and black tan. So come sniff around our selection of Iron Bull, North Star, and Horizon trailers, and take one home loaded with a turkey fryer through Thanksgiving. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road.
You're hearing The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
Southern Oregon's place for conservative talk, 8:45. She's gone. Yes, I'm speaking of Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. They have moved to England after Trump winning the election. She says they're never coming back. I know that it's time for a moment of silence. That's enough. So there we go. Let me go to Brad. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Hey, my friend. Hey, I've been doing a little research, and I find it fascinating. There's a an individual that's been in the news quite a bit. That's like Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Bo Diddy, and.
You mean P. Diddy? Excuse me.
You're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. But what's so interesting is the amount of connections this guy has had. He's a pretty bad player with his parties to all kinds of political people, all kinds of entertainers. And apparently he drugged a lot of these individuals.
Oh yeah, it's like the whole P. Diddy scandal, like filled with miscreants, perverts. I mean, they're all there. They're all there. It's like a Hollywood casting call session. Yeah.
Including Oprah Winfrey. And apparently she is kind of a you know, I don't know if it's true, but I think she's left the country. It's so interesting. So many of these people that got money are leaving. You got to wonder why. It's not just politics. Maybe it's a cover of their rear end.
Well, a little bit. I think more of it's virtue signaling. Like you hear, I think it was Tom Hanks. And gosh, I love Tom Hanks. He's kind of like the modern day version of Jimmy Stewart, you know? And I'm thinking like a Mr. America, and there you are. Okay, and you're a commie. Maybe you should have just kept your mouth shut. But he talked about, well, I'm going to leave. Well, he has a house in Australia. And so all they do is that they go there for 5-6 months before they're beneath the 6-month deadline or whatever it is. It's not exactly like they're renouncing their citizenship. All right. If it's really teeing you off that badly, renounce your citizenship. Okay. There we go.
Another quick comment, and I won't tie up time, but because I'm a senior, I'm 70.
Yeah.
In healthcare, there's options to Medicare. One of them are called Advantage Care.
Mm-hmm.
And the
it's kind of an HMO thing, right? The Advantage Care plan.
Exactly. It's supposed to be like a no expense to you out of pocket, but it's got all kinds of hidden expenses attached to it, and they throw all these gimmicks to try and draw you in. But the point of it is, two of the local providers that are large players in Southern Oregon are in deep financial trouble. AllCare and Atria, both.
Hmm.
And what happens is when these giveaways are touted as such a great deal, somebody's got to pay for it.
The bills are coming due, in other words, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and by the way, it's
a warning to seniors to listen to you.
Yeah, and I wanted to warn you, and that's one of the reasons why we've talked about, now Sky Park is one of my dogs in the fight, one of my sponsors. Okay, we have many great sponsors here. But Lynn Barton has been doing great work over there, trying to answer questions about which of these plans are good for, because it really is an individualized thing.
Oh,
the Medicare Advantage plan can be really great if you are an extremely healthy person without too many problems, the way it's been explained to me. But if you do have problems, oh boy.
Bill, in reality, how many seniors do you know that are really healthy?
Well, there are some. There are some,
but that's a smaller portion of the population.
Yeah, that's the whole issue. Point well taken. Appreciate the call. Let me go to Lucretia. How you doing this morning?
Oh, gosh. I'm hopefully not nervous, and hopefully you'll give me enough time.
Well, remember, it's 8:49, and so we must be fluid and move along as quickly as possible. But remember, big, deep concepts are not great for a quick talk radio call, okay?
Okay. But this morning you talked about not only the heavy metals or the metals that are not being used in the electronics coming from China.
Right.
To, you know, just our situation with the dumbing down of America in the schools.
Sure.
Well, Eric P. Dollard is literally at fifth grade. He was hired to work in the utility business down in L.A. And then at 15 years of old age, he was adopted by RCA that had this the big antenna there at the Alexander antenna. And, you know, RCA
must be what, back in the 1930s, 1940s, or later?
Well, in 1924, they started up. In 1958, he started working for them. He was literally adopted. He got all the blueprints. He worked with a crew.
So he's a really smart electromagnetic radio guy. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, he's considered the Nikola Tesla of today. And he basically, and I know you didn't, we talked for a second yesterday, but on high frequency, he saw that, you know, he was expert in longitudinal waves. So that's why they hired or adopted him.
All right. So you need to make a point on why this guy is important and why people should want to find out more about what he was all about. Okay?
Well, first off, we don't need their sound lights. They literally...
We don't what now? We don't what now? We don't what?
We don't need satellites to transmit the radio frequencies to, you know, East Coast or whatever. He saw that... literally, the ionosphere, I guess, moves up and down or something, but RCA had to use much more power during the solar minimum
mm-hmm.
Than they did when it was a maximum.
Well, yeah, ham radio operators, we know this kind of stuff, that there are different radio conditions given different times of the solar cycle. Okay, right now we're at a kind of a solar maximum right now, so it doesn't take a lot of power to transmit. Coast to coast, right, on ham bands in some cases. Okay.
Right. It actually absorbs it and regenerates it, and you just have to have the transmitting and receiving angle at the right spot to do that.
But since we're not all electrical engineers, what is the point of this guy that you want people to find out more about?
If you don't want all your electrical systems, all your stove, your refrigerator, your freezer, your everything, your car won't run. Because basically what they're doing is they're dumbing down the education in the university so much that people don't even understand what electricity is. And they're putting in, they're bypassing the normal transformers. There's an oil, a special fluid that they use. So if there's electric, you know, lighting or solar flare or EMP, then it won't just destroy all your electrical.
Okay, well, yeah, they have transformer oil. That's something that's been done a long time. They had to take the PCBs out of it a long time ago. What's this guy's name, and where's a good thing to find out about his theories? Okay.
Eric P. Dollard, and you just go to. EricPDollard.com, I think it is.
Okay, Eric P. Dollard. Thank you very much. See, that's the way we do it, Lucretia. We find a point, we make a point, and Eric P. Dollard, and find out how to make the power clean again. Making America great again, making electrical power clean again. Gino's here. Gino, take it away. It's on your mind.
Good morning.
Morning.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I had occasion to spend quite a bit of time with Ed Griffin, the author of Creature from Jekyll Island.
That's right, about the creation of the Federal Reserve System. Yes.
One of the things I got out of my conversations with him is when we talk about conspiracy theories, he'd say, well, if the stated intention isn't what comes out, then clearly you've been duped into believing what you're going after is what you're going to get. And then he talked about how the Federal Reserve actually did the opposite effect on the money supply. And so when we're talking about conspiracy theories, if we just shift over, for instance, transgender care goes right along with the globalist agenda of transhumanism. All the experiments are Joseph Mengele illegal.
And it also, though, has something to do in play with population reduction, which is also part of globalism, yeah. Right?
Right. So the whole game of gender-affirming care and so-called reproductive health care, which involves abortion, et cetera, most of those are actually backsided attempts. For instance, Joseph Mengele legalized with gender-affirming care and population reduction legalized through the, in my opinion, satanic ritual of child sacrifice.
You know, that's an interesting way of I had not considered that, Gino. That the transgender agenda, as it is in essence satanic in nature. And it is about sowing confusion and disorder too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point. Thank you for the call. That's what I love about Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Start your morning right at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Try their ham and cheese, turkey pesto, or bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Enjoy a classic bagel sandwich with bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese, and a veggie option with egg, cheese, onions, tomatoes, and pepperoncini. Choose from plain, cheddar, everything, or jalapeno cheddar bagels. Don't miss their sausage rolls, a Polish sausage wrapped in a flaky puff pastry. Order in advance for meetings, online with DoorDash, or visit Artisan Bakery Cafe at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., the best roofing pros in Southern Oregon. Decades of protection just around the corner. Specializing in metal roofing that stands up to inclement weather conditions year-round. Westfall's portable snap-lock machine pulls right up to your door and gets the job done. Get the protection you need with a new metal roof done the Westfall way. Done right every time. Call or text today. Get a quote tomorrow. Financing available. Westfall Roofing. We've got you covered. 941-3736.
CCB 250-730.
Hi, I'm Cassie from Clouser Drilling, and I'm on KMED.
A56, Red, you wanted to make a quick take from the hills. What's on your mind?
Yes, Bill. Americans, give heed. Listen, open up your ears if you're able. Donald Trump is a liar.
Oh, really?
I repeat, Donald Trump is a liar.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. It's short and to the point. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'd like to follow up on what Gino said. I want to point out to people that, you know, we have all this wokeism is really destroying the country. And locally here we have Pam Marsh. She's all fine with mandated shots that with unknown ingredients with no liability. She's fine. You don't have a choice in that. But she calls, hacking off the genitals of children freedom of medical choice. And the hypocrisy of these so-called mindsets, it's just so staggering.
Yeah. Do you think that that we could get Representative Marsh to be okay with true freedom of medical choice and being able to divest yourself of vaccine requirements, as an example? Do you think she'd support that? I don't know.
Of course not. She's all in for forcing people. You know, we had a good choice of we could have voted for Kathleen Green, and she would have been so much better. But I tell you, this wokenism is a mental disorder, and it's killing the country right now. But I think it's being more and more exposed. So for the sickness that it is, so
you think there's a possibility that we're at peak woke at this point? That's peak
sure
woke.
As hell hope so.
All right.
we're reversing course.
Appreciate that. Onward and upward, and hopefully to a brighter future. All right. On that note, be well. My email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. I got to run because Markley Van Camp and Robbins are coming up after the news. And on 99.3, the Jukebox. Enjoy the music, too. We will catch you on Find Your Phone Friday on KMED and KBXG, Grants Pass.
Joel here for Butler Ford and Truck Center, and I've got two Joel specials and a 179 tax deduction update for you business owners. My first Joel special is a $344 a month payment on a new Ford F-150. Lease a new Ford F-150 for only $344 a month. My second Joel special is, well, for you Jeep drivers. Trade in that Jeep for a